after weeks of pointed criticism. The Snyder administration announced on Monday that it would shut down its so-called NERD Fund. Now, as a 501c4, the New Energy to Reinvent and Diversify Fund was not legally obligated to disclose its donors, and administrators of the NERD Fund say they were in full compliance with existing laws. Unlimited and anonymous contributions to administration projects were aimed at defraying the costs of government. Instead, it raised controversy when it was learned money was used to pay for such things as travel and housing for Detroit emergency manager Kevin Orr. Critics say it's impossible to know how anonymous contributors may be benefiting from the arrangement. Here with more on the NERD Fund and what may lay ahead, Rick Pluta, the Michigan Public Radio Network. Welcome back, Rick.
Hi, Mark.
Snyder spokesperson Sarah Werfel said on Monday that the donors to the NERD Fund were assured their identities would not be disclosed, but critics were still clamoring yesterday.
The governor said that directly, too. We talked to him on Monday.
Oh, okay. Are you expecting that not to happen then at this point, or is there a chance that it would?
I suppose that there is a very, very slight chance that pressure could build to the point that at least some of the donors would be revealed. But quite frankly, that's really, really, really unlikely. That the governor's been pretty adamant that the understanding when they collected donations for the NERD Fund was that the donors would not be revealed. My understanding is that some were approached and asked and were just said, no, we'd rather not. And so that going forward, under whatever this new fund is, that donors will have to agree that their names will be made public. But the donors to the NERD Fund will remain anonymous.
So in the meantime, critics assume the worst. Defenders insist it was squeaky clean.
Well, it's a great arrangement.
Nobody really knows.
Well, I mean, it's sort of a great arrangement for everyone because they can just claim whatever they want and there's nothing to refute it. So, you know, we don't know if the NERD Fund was ever used to finance drone attacks, but...
the point was allegedly to save Michigan taxpayers' money by picking up some of the costs of reinventing the state.
In some respects, you know, this 501c4 and Governor Snyder is not the only one who has one, seems to have sort of picked up the role of the old office holder expense fund. That's a golden oldie. That it used to be that in Michigan, elected officials would have what was called an OEF, and they would use it to defray costs incidental to holding office. And sometimes it was used for everything from, you know, buying pins and flags and stuff to hand out at parades and to constituents, to buying tickets to games and sometimes even car leases. Eventually, OEFs were scrapped just because the optics had become so bad that they just seemed kind of sleazy. And so now, but you know, I mean, none of these things ever go away. They never disappear entirely. Someone pointed out this morning that, you know, go back to Richard Nixon and, you know, remember the troubles that he had, and it was because of a fund that was paid for by, you know, fat cats to, you know, pick up particular costs. And now it seems like the 501c4 is just the latest incarnation
it
of that.
Morphs into something slightly
different. The 501c4, as it is used by politicians, seems to have kind of morphed into that.
How does the IRS classify a 501c4?
501c4s are the classic charity is a 501c3, and those are ones where, like, if you donate to it, then you get to take the tax deduction. And so that's sort of the classic charity. And then right after that in the tax code is the 501c4, which is a social welfare organization that's devoted to a charitable, educational, or recreational purpose, dedicated to promoting the common good and general welfare of whatever community is you're trying to promote the common good
and general welfare. And politics has crept into this.
Well, it's what happened was, smart attorneys found that they could use this 501c4 to basically, you know, do what you used to do with the office holder expense fund, which was use it for, you know, things that are incidental to the cost of holding office. The only thing is where the controversy came in, is, as you pointed out in your opening, is you don't know who's paying and you don't know what they expect in return. And it is axiomatic of donating to politicians that you don't just donors don't just do it out of the goodness of their heart, that there's an expectation of some sort. And so there was the suggestion, you know, the revelation that the Nerd Fund was being used to pay the living expenses of Kevin Orr in Detroit was the result of a Freedom of Information Act request on another issue related to schools. And so, you know, all of a sudden that raised the possibility, well, when you're, you know, are creditors donating to the Nerd Fund, you know, with the expectation that that someone will know that when they're sitting down and negotiating on the bankruptcy that, you know, you're sweet at the book Cadillac, I'm helping foot the cost of that. It's and again, no one can absolutely point to anything because no one knows that there's no transparency.
We also want to point out that Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mark Schauer acknowledged yesterday having a 501c4 in the past. Does this practice cross party lines?
It crosses all kinds of lines. That there are 501c4s all over Lansing. That I believe all of the political caucuses in the legislature have their own 501c4s. A lot of legislators have their own 501c4s that are used for various purposes, and no, the Nerd Fund is far from unique.
Now, does that mean, just talking politics here for a second, does that mean that Mark Schauer may not get the political mileage out of this in the campaign that he otherwise would?
Well, I think that right now every politician who has a 501c4 had better be looking at it very carefully, because once it becomes an issue for one candidate, it becomes an issue for all of them potentially. As a matter of fact, you know, Mark Schauer sort of stepped in it because his campaign was making an issue of the Nerd Fund, and he did a less than exceptional job of hanging on to the records for his 501c4. And so,
he says they're all gone.
Now that's hanging out there.
What are GOP legislators at the Capitol saying about this with regard to the governor's fund specifically?
They're not particularly concerned with it, and it sounds like it was, perfectly acceptable use of funds. And again, you know, some of them would have to be careful because they would have their own.
I got to wondering whether there's a snowball's chance that a Nerd Fund contributor may self-identify in an effort to support the governor. Is that within the realm of possibility?
It is within the realm of possibility, and theoretically that could also raise the possibility that then there would be pressure on other donors to reveal themselves. But I don't think a whole lot that someone might say, well, yeah, you know, I donated to the fund. But, part of it is, pressure only works when you know where, the pressure is being applied. And if you're an anonymous donor, anonymity by its nature is anonymous.
And powerful sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The administration took heat for the Skunk Works Education Group. Now this, it seems safe to say the Snyder administration is learning some lessons the hard way.
You know, and every administration has its share of mistakes and trip-ups along the way. And it's kind of interesting, especially when, people come from the private sector and say that, we're going to apply the things that we know work in the private sector to, fix this broken system of government. And then they learn that, the public sector is actually a much different environment than the private sector, and all that ridiculousness, all that seeming ridiculousness actually occurs for a reason.
The Nerd Fund raised over $1 million in 2011.
I think about a million and a half.
Yeah, quite a bit less last year, like a million less last year, as I recall. Is anyone apt to disclose how much it raised in 2013, or will we just have to wait on the IRS to learn?
I would imagine that when they close it out, that there will be a pretty thorough accounting, if for no other reason than just to try and put this episode behind them and close the door on it. I mean, remember, next year is an election year. You know, another question, too, is there's going to be a new fund created. We don't know what the name or acronym for that will be.
Do we know the IRS designation for that?
I think it'll be another 501c4. It's just that they'll make the information public because the donors will be told that's one of the conditions.
Okay.
And also, supposedly, there's going to be a website that lays out what the expenditures are, but they're going to do it by category. So we'll see how detailed those categories are and whether or not they really whether or not they provide meaningful information. But the other thing, too, is the governor is a CPA. I mean, he moves around money for fun. you've got to wonder, what is the new financial mechanism going to be that is used for expenditures that, you don't want made public.
Yeah, very interesting. And Richard Baird is still on the payroll?
Richard Baird, he is an old friend and mentor of the governor's who for the past 3 years or so has been paid out of the NERD fund for the administration position of transformation manager. Mm. And he has now been moved to the public payroll. The administration's explanation was that it was always the plan, but an arrangement with a prior employer, a legal arrangement with a prior employer, prevented him from seeking work. I mean, what that distinction is, I don't know, since, you're being paid, whether it's out of the NERD fund or, by the state, as an employer.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. Great context. Rick Plute of the Michigan Public Radio Network. Thank you, Rick.